and welcome to the first episode of the Pretty Crazy Podcast.
Welcome all.
We are going to be covering things that are pretty crazy. We're going to go anywhere from murders, mysterious disappearances, mythology, paranormal, random things in the news, and then whatever Jason comes up with that he wants to talk about.
Yes, excellent.
Just to introduce ourselves since it's the first episode. My name is Melissa.
I'm Jason.
We are a married couple living in Virginia Beach. We don't sound like we're from Virginia because we're from Pittsburgh. We moved down here in June, so it's our first, you know, winter here in the beach, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's like 70 degrees.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
But I figured that I always, you know, throw these stories on Jason, and since I'm obsessed with all of this kind of crazy stuff, we might as well record it, and he's pretty funny, so...
moderately funny.
But I can share the story with all of the world and any other information that we come across. Just a nice conversation.
Yeah, just a little chit-chat between two friends. You know, buddy-buddy.
Just to warn you, there will be explicitives in this episode. We both have kind
what
of a potty
mouth. What the fuck? I didn't expect that.
We have potty mouths. Also, we have a dog and a cat. So if there's any strange meowing, barking, Sophie's throwing balls at me currently, that might happen. I'll try to trim it out as best as possible, but, you know, fur children are fur children.
Yep. But we love them.
So, Jason, are you ready for my crazy story?
I'm ready!
So today I'm going to be telling you about the Giggling Granny.
Oh, Dirty Granny.
A.K.A. Nanny Doss. do you know anything about her?
No, I don't.
Oh, good. So let me show you a picture of her.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she was 50 at the time of this.
She's like a Polish nanny meets, like, Frumpy, the guy from Up.
Well, somehow she marries a bunch of dudes and... I don't know how. But
she procreates, apparently.
For perspective, I think Jennifer Aniston's 50. So...
Yeah, and Jen Ann can get it anytime she wants.
Okay,
call
so...
Call me, baby.
Your wife is sitting right here.
Yeah.
She'd so, okay Nanny was born as Nancy Hazel on November 4th, 1905 in Blue Mountain, Alabama.
Mammal.
She was pulled out of school with her siblings to work on a farm full time.
As is tradition in Bammal. In the 1900s.
But she only has a 6th grade education.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a lot of hard labor for her. And then when she was 7, which was obviously before 6th grade, she was on a train and it suddenly stopped. She bashed her head on, I think it was a metal pole. Which caused some severe brain trauma, which kind of led to blacking out, migraines, and even depression.
Metal poles will do that to you.
It's true. Her father was extremely strict, and I guess he was, you know, borderline or actually abusive to her mom and to her and her siblings. So it was not a very good home life.
Yes. You like to hit the ladies.
So the father would not allow them, as they got older, to wear makeup, nice clothing, or fraternizing with any boys. But Nanny's...
'Cause I'm the only man for you, baby.
But Nanny was obsessed with reading romance magazines. She was kind of like a hopeless romantic, if you had to put a term on it. Which is why when she was 16, she got a job at a linen factory, and she met her first husband, Charlie Braggs. Again, she was 16, but this was, in the 19, I guess that was 1921.
I'm feeling 21!
So, she ended up moving in with Charlie and his unwed mother.
I'm Charlie's angel!
So his mom was a total bitch.
You know what rhymes with bitch?
What?
Witch.
Well, that's true too. But more of a bitch.
A witch bitch.
So she ended up having four kids. To Charlie.
Oh, four.
She had her first child in 1921 and then had three more over the next 4 years. So by 1927, she had all four kids.
She had sex three times in 4 years?
Four times in 4 years.
Well, that's a lot.
But I mean, she was pregnant for the majority of that.
So I'm just saying four's a lot for her. You've seen the picture.
That's true.
It's bad.
That is true. But even more so, like,
she's a man eater.
That's a lot of babies in 4 years.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of hormones. And could have contributed to what you're probably going to tell me.
Yeah, it doesn't.
If I had to guess.
It doesn't go well.
Yeah.
So.
I bet.
Nanny began to go to bars after her kids were born, like all four of them. Because her husband was doing the exact same thing. So she was going out and she was drinking. She was philandering around.
She liked that 151 coconut rum.
Did they even have 151 rum back then?
They got some pretty heavy moonshine.
That's true. When was Prohibition ended?
I think that was in the 20s. 26?
Well, I mean, this is the 20s, so...
Oh, shit.
Who knows? But, So they kind of had had a pretty shitty marriage.
Yes.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
He was a drunk. They were both adulterers.
I know that feel.
Yeah. Sure. So in 1927, after eating breakfast, the two middle children just keeled over.
I love these Cheerios.
It took a long time to find their names, but I finally found them, and they're Gertrude and Zelmer.
Zelmer. That sounds like an alien name.
It's not a name I've ever heard otherwise.
Welcome to your planet.
It was really hard to find those names. I had to go to like 10 different websites to even try to find it.
Gertrude.
I guess they didn't really care too much.
Gertrude's the name of a bird.
But, so I guess at this point, the, father... Charlie got spooked, and he ran off with the oldest daughter, Melvina. So she was about four.
Like, ran off?
Or no, like not in that off. Way. He, like, basically, like, took his daughter and was like, peace.
Oh, good man.
Yeah. But he left the baby.
Well, I think it's kind of hard to take a baby away from a mother, you know, especially if it's a newborn, without raising suspicion.
That's true. I mean, the baby named Florine, which, uh-huh. I don't know. They left her behind, but, like, at the same time, I kind of feel like if you are afraid of your wife poisoning your kids, I'd kind of do everything possible to get that baby. But, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'd, you know, basically do everything up to and including murder.
So,
I mean, what?
So, after Charlie ran off with Melvina, his mother died mysteriously soon afterwards. So, now we're up to three bodies.
Let the bodies.
After about a year, Charlie came back with Melvina. And she, I guess, stayed with her mom because he had a new girlfriend. And they ended up getting divorced.
Ah, yes.
So, after this, Melvina and Florine went with Nanny and moved back into her parents' house while she was working at a local cotton mill.
Sounds like a bad choice, but go for it.
Apparently nothing happened while she was with her parents that time. I don't know if maybe her dad had chilled or if it just wasn't like anything notable happening. But she was not done with trying to find a man for the rest of her life.
Well, maybe she just needed a job. It sounds like the year she wasn't working, like pregnant with kids, she was
little cray.
Devolving into madness.
Yeah, maybe. Well, at this point, she began dating around, and she started corresponding with men in the Lonely Hearts column of the newspaper.
You know what that means, back in the 20s.
What?
The prostitute ads.
I don't think she was prostituting herself.
Yeah, she didn't get paid for it.
That's true. And she exchanged some poetry and some racy letters with a man named Robert Harrelson.
Prostitute!
And, I mean, what are racy letters back then? Like,
my ankles quiver for you!
I mean, I guess it's the 20s, and, like, there were, like, flappers and all of that fun stuff, so maybe it's a lot less...
Please liberate my socks from my feet.
God. So, Nanny and her two daughters moved with Robert Harrelson to Jacksonville, Alabama. I have no idea anything about Alabama, so I don't know if that's close to where she was or not. I'm sorry, everybody from Alabama. But, okay, so Robert was a drunk, and he was always in fights. He was not a good dude, I guess. But they were married in total 16 years.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, there's some shit that happens in their marriage, but overall 16 years.
Yeah, but just snapshot right there, 16-year marriage. Pretty good.
Here's where it gets really fucked up.
Okay, break my picture.
Yeah. So in 1943, Melvina, her daughter, had her first child. So this is when she becomes
grandma.
His name was Robert. I don't know if maybe Melvina named it after her stepdad, or I mean, maybe Robert was just a really common name back then. And then she had a second child 2 years later, who was a daughter. We do not know her name because she barely made it after birth.
Oh.
And the reason she barely made it after birth is Melvina thinks, I mean, she was going in and out of consciousness after labor, and she might have been on some medication to like ease the labor. She thinks she saw her mother taking a hairpin and stabbing it into the baby's brain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that baby did not make it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, poor thing. But Melvina never had any proof. I mean, basically...
Except the giant hole in the back of his head.
Well, I mean, depending on where it was at, you know.
It's true. That's soft tissue and, you know, you might not be able to see it, so... Either way, terrible, terrible, terrible.
Terrible. And then 2 years or later, like in that year, the 2-year-old Robert, he was under his grandmother's care and died strangely of asphyxia with unknown causes.
Ooh.
And it was after that, she actually, Nanny actually collected $500 of an insurance policy that
was
she had taken out on Robin.
In a closet?
They didn't say how, but she probably smothered him with a pillow. I mean, he was 2.
Oh, okay.
He was just a little boy.
He was a teenager.
No. Whenever I first heard this, like, I thought he was a teenager, but no, this is literally a couple of months after she supposedly kills the first kid.
She did it.
And he's 2 years old.
Yeah.
So he's just a baby.
Well, and he's over the sudden infant death syndrome, right?
Yeah. And I mean, like, her other 2 kids that she killed... were probably about 2 and 3. Because, I mean, if they were the middle kids and she had 4 within 4 years, they were probably 2 and 3.
That's true. It's about that age. Terrible 2s.
So, I mean, maybe she just hates babies and children, but...
Terrible 2s, deadly 3s.
I guess. It's terrible. In September of that year, her husband came home drunk after celebrating the end of World War II. Big deal. Everybody's excited. You know, the war's over. But I guess he got a little too excited, got super drunk, and he allegedly raped Nanny.
One, there's not enough alcohol in this world to find that attractive.
Yeah.
2, still wrong. Yes.
Yeah, because this is like year 16.
But 1 prevents 2.
You would think, but she does say that he raped her.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's wrong, but...
Yeah, I don't understand, but... So, while she was gardening the next day, she finds his corn whiskey jar that he hid, and she put a significant amount of rat poison in it.
Enough to kill a big rat.
Enough to kill a big rat that is named Robert.
Robert the Rat.
So,
it's Chuck E. Cheese's cousin.
So, Robert, you know, he died pretty horribly. In some of the places I read this, they said that she watched him die. And speaking from experience, one of my dogs was poisoned by rat poison when we were little. And it was the worst experience of my life. So, like, the fact that she just watched him is just...
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how anybody could do that.
Did she, like, you know, take care of him in his time of need? Like, give him water and food and stuff? Like, because that's so backwards.
I have no idea. Like, it just doesn't say...
I would assume so, because then that would arise suspicion if she didn't.
Well, I mean, you die pretty quickly from rat poison, like...
Yeah, but still...
Especially if he takes a big swig.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in the, maybe, day,
half day? No, I think, like, an hour.
You think it's an hour?
I mean, Sonoma died within, like, a half an hour. It was pretty bad. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know how much she put in there, but I'm assuming he died pretty quickly, but also very, very, very painfully.
Yeah.
So after that, I guess nobody questioned this. I mean, what are we up to now? Her two kids, her mother-in-law, her two grandkids, and now her husband. So we're up to six people that potentially died from, by her hand.
Six bodies hit the
six
floor.
Six bodies hit the floor. So now she's a widow, a black widow. Yes. So she turns to the classified sections and finds a new husband named Arlie Lanning.
She has a type. The paper type.
They met, and within 2 days, they were married.
Oh, man, she got it going on.
But where? Like, she... I don't get it.
On the inside. Heyo!
I don't know what's up with these guys. I didn't see any pictures of them. Maybe they're just real prizes.
But... no, not in 2 days.
2 days?
Only Forrest Gump is that gullible.
So, Arlie...
And he's from Alabama.
Yeah. Arlie also turned out to be a drunk, but he wasn't violent or a cheater, and I guess she would just get bored with him and just leave for months at a time. I guess the boredom just sunk in too much, and in 1950, Arlie died of a heart attack.
Yeah, there were quotes there, guys.
Which doctors believed was a heart attack brought on by the flu. Which is exemplified by his drinking. Basically, I guess the flu was going around back then, and, I mean, he was a pretty big drunk, so they probably assumed that he just didn't have a good immune system, and he just keeled over because of that.
Keeled.
There was no autopsy performed.
Yeah. Probably because there were a lot of deaths due to the flu.
Yeah, and, I mean, it doesn't seem that crazy that, like, an alcoholic died of a heart attack while, you know, the flu's going around.
Or he probably wasn't that nice of a guy.
Well, I mean, it didn't say he was, like, a cheating, abusive dude. He just was a drunk.
But he married this wench in 2 days.
That's true. There's something.
Not that there's wrong with instant love.
Well.
But to this woman, there is.
So after he died, I guess the house that they had was left to Arlie's sister. But it burned down shortly after his death. So probably also Nanny.
Arson. Yay.
Let's add arson to the list. So she ends up moving in with her mother-in-law. I think it's Arlie's mother-in-law or mother.
That's like the worst case scenario ever. Like, if I moved in with my mother-in-law, cool. Oh, man.
You hear that, Mom?
Yeah.
You love your son-in-law. Listen to what he just said about
no,
you.
No, she doesn't. She'd eat me alive.
But she was only there temporarily because, once she received the insurance check, she was out. However, before she was out, her mother-in-law, again, died in her sleep. Coincidence?
Leaving a trail. Leaving a trail.
But no, nobody's catching on to this. So, then Nanny decides to move in with her sister, Dovey or Dovey, I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. And Dovey was dying of cancer, and she soon died after her sister moved in with her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this one's kind of up in the air. Like, did she die because of cancer? Did she die because of being poisoned?
Yep.
You know, just another.
Maybe she's, like, secretly the Grim Reaper.
Maybe. All these people are dying around her, and everybody's like, oh, that's fine.
It's not my fault, guys. It's not my fault. I swear. I didn't die.
I swear these people are all just dying of stomach problems.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
So after she's alone again, her sister's dead, all of her ex-husbands are dead, well, except for the first one, she did let him go. she turned to a singles club called the Diamond Circle Club.
Again.
So she's out of the classified. She's out of the romance.
She was in the heart section first. Yeah. And then she's in the classifieds. And now she's in the diamonds.
Yeah, Diamond Circle Club.
She needs spades and clubs.
Where she met her husband, Richard Morton.
Dick Morton.
Dick Morton. They married in October of 1952 and moved to Kansas.
So, not only, okay, guys, is this woman hideous when she was 40? She's now older.
Yeah, because if this was 1952, I mean, she was like 50. Well, yeah, she was almost 50.
Yeah. Not as limber as she used to be.
So, during this time that she's married to Dick Morton... Her father ends up dying. Not like, well, she's with him. Like, they don't think that she did that one. But her mother came to visit her. Her name was Lou, for short. And a couple of, I guess, days after visiting, she died after complaining of stomach cramps.
I've got the cramps.
So, again, people, I guess, didn't find that suspicious. I don't know.
Why don't you eat my cooking? Eat. You hungry? You hungry? Eat. Yes.
So, Dick Morton, Richard, yes, was again adulterous, and he began seeing his ex-girlfriend on the side.
I would, too.
I mean, yeah. But after also having severe stomach cramps, he keeled over. She had spiked his coffee full of arsenic.
Arsenic!
So she has upgraded from rat poison to arsenic.
Yes, and increased her costs. That is not a smart business plan. That is a poor business plan.
So I don't know. Maybe I should know this. I know you can get rat poison like anywhere, like at like a hardware store. Where the fuck do you get arsenic?
You extract it from cocoa beans.
Cocoa beans?
No, I'm making that up.
I know, like, there's arsenic in apple seeds, but you need, like, 75 pounds of apple seeds. I'm assuming you can buy arsenic somewhere.
Call her granny apple seed.
I don't know where these people find arsenic. Is it just, like, at a hardware store? Like, oh, here's some fucking arsenic for you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever they did.
So, black widowed again, Nanny sets her sights on Samuel Doss.
Samuel L. Dawson.
So.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. He is a completely different type than her last couple of dudes.
You mean he doesn't want to cheat on her? True love has been found.
Well, he does not cheat on her. He was actually a Nazarene minister, and he was not a drunk, an adulterer, or abusive.
Jesus told me to marry her.
And the reason he was single is because his whole family died in a tornado, including his wife and 9 children.
Yeah, but being single is also an option.
Yeah, I mean, he really should have stuck to being single. So, while he wasn't, you know, a bad dude, he was frugal and regimented and kind of like what I imagine, like, men in the 1950s, you know, cook, clean, and be a perfect housewife to be.
You know that guy that always plays the actor that is, like, a military guy?
Yeah. I don't know like his name, him. But I know who you're talking about.
With the big eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him.
You imagine him?
Yes.
Yeah, he made her go to bed at 9:30 every night. She was not allowed to, like, look at any of her romance novels or magazines. He only let her watch TV or listen to radio that was educational.
Yes. Mr. Rogers.
Probably also the Bible.
Mr. Rogers and the Bible.
Mr. Rogers was not around in the 50s.
He was thought about in the 50s.
I think he was born, but I don't think he was a thing. He was
a twinkle in his parents' eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he was probably definitely born in the 50s, because he was... Yeah. He's pretty old. Well, I mean, he's dead, but he's pretty old.
Well, that would mean he's pretty old.
Well, I mean...
He died of old age.
No, right? He didn't. Didn't he die of cancer?
I'm calling that old age nowadays.
Well, okay, fine. So... Nanny got bored with Samuel because he wasn't a philandering whore. And I guess she didn't like having restrictions on her life. So she ends up leaving and moves back to Alabama, I believe. I don't have that written down, but I know I read it. And the only way she agreed to come back to him, which means that he pled for her to come back, was if she would sign over, if he would sign her onto his checking account and eventually, once she came back, they signed two life insurance policies where she was the sole beneficiary.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm saying she's a gold digger.
She ain't messing with no broke pastor.
So after this, you know, two insurance policy situation.
Double down.
Double down. He is in the hospital with severe stomach issues.
I'm gonna make this one go slow.
I mean, as you can hear, stomach issues, stomach issues, stomach issues, stomach issues, stomach issues. She is a poisoning bitch. But the way she poisoned him this time wasn't in the coffee. It was arsenic-laced prune cake. Which, I mean, prune cake in general can give you some, you know, tummy issues, but then put some arsenic in there.
Now that I think about it, if it was like any other fruit, it might have went through the digestive tract not as fast.
Yeah.
And killed him faster.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she really fucked up with the prune cake.
Yeah, it being prunes and not being like...
I thought prunes made cake. You go to the bathroom.
Well, they have a substantial amount of fiber in them, right?
But yeah, doesn't that...
Yes, and it...
Build up?
Yes, and it makes you go to the bathroom.
But yeah, maybe like if she would have like put it in like... It would
store
like,
in the fiber.
Yeah.
And then... this is just, you know, some true. Accounting majors... theory on arsenic and prune
Clearly,
cake.
It works in coffee and it doesn't work as well in prune cake.
So ladies, listen to this.
Not that anybody coffee makes prune
Coffee and alcohol,
cake.
Good to go.
Not prune cake.
Cake.
Nah. So he ends up going to the hospital, and at the hospital, he's there for 2 to 4 weeks, depending on which source you read. And the doctors were like, okay, you know, this is suspicious, but... We're going to send you back home.
Dr. Cox shotgun. You lived a good life there.
On the first night back, she cooked him dinner and he was dead.
Like, you didn't like my prunes?
The first night back. Like, could she have been any more suspicious if she tried? Like, she couldn't even wait 2 days. Like, literally the night he comes home, he's like, honey, I'm home. And she's like, yeah, you're fucking dead.
On the car ride, just be like, you haven't eaten in the hospital. Here's some prunes.
So, the doctors at this point are like, he was fine. And all of a sudden, he's dead.
Yep.
So, the doctors perform an autopsy, discover that he was heavily drugged with arsenic, so much that his organs were, like, doused with them. Like, I guess, I don't know how they test for that, but the toxicology report was through the roof, and they said it was enough arsenic to kill a horse. So, I mean, this poor dude.
Humans are basically horses.
We yeah, but, I mean, upright. They're what? Like, how much does a horse weigh?
You didn't say anything to that. You're well, just like, you know. Yeah, they are.
We'll talk about centaurs someday.
Okay.
But how much does a horse weigh?
A horse, well, it depends.
Okay, probably. Google, how much does a horse weigh?
Horse typically has a weight of 840 to 2,200 yep. pounds.
So, they weigh a considerable amount more
between
than...
a half ton and a whole ton.
So, poor Samuel didn't have a fucking chance.
Well,
so
it depends how big he was.
The doctors, after seeing all this arsenic... basically went to the cops and they pulled her in for questioning and she just cracked like a fucking egg
that she put in her prune cake.
It was done. She confessed to killing 4 husbands, her mother, her sister, so her sister did not die of cancer,
yep.
her grandson, Arlie's mother, but it's believed that she killed up to 12 people. She didn't talk about her 2 kids. She didn't talk about her, you know, baby grandkid.
That bitch at Bridge Club.
She probably killed other people that nobody even thought about.
Exactly.
So I guess they exhumed several bodies and confirmed that there was rat poisoning and arsenic poisoning in all of them.
So is that stored in the bones, or how's that stored?
I do not know.
Because I assume these bodies are pretty old, right?
Well, I mean, it was the 50s, and like... if they still have their organs in them, I'm sure that you can see in the organs. But now autopsies, don't they take the organs out?
I don't.
And just put, like, stuffing in there?
I'd imagine arsenic would be stored in the teeth.
Probably in the skin.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's that much arsenic, I'm pretty sure, like, you can test any part of the body and it's just like, hey.
Yeah, it's like, can we use this to poison someone else?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, he did.
So, this is where it gets super interesting. I mean, she killed all those people. That was pretty interesting. But, she was potentially going to face the electric chair for capital punishment, but, a judge declared her mentally insane and spared her from this punishment. The judge explained that he did not want to set up a poor precedent executing a woman, especially one with mental illness.
Ah, yes.
Which, as you remember from the beginning, she did hit her head pretty hard. She probably had some brain trauma. But I just don't understand how she went so long without anybody catching on that she's murdering literally every person she comes across.
Yeah, basically 16 to 50.
Yeah, like, she killed a lot of fucking people. And, like, every person she lived with, dead. Every person that visited her, dead. And they all died of stomach cramps?
Everyone who make you pierogi, dead.
On May 17th, 1955, she was sentenced to life in prison for Samuel's death.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess the other ones, like, they, you know, set up charges, but that was the only one that actually went to trial, and that's the only one that she actually got charged for, because she got life.
Yeah.
And that was at age 50, a little bit after she turned 50, but she died June 2nd, 1965, from leukemia. At age 60. I saw a couple of different articles that said it was 1963, but I found a picture of her tombstone and it clearly says 1965.
And the man with the chisel does not lie.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be like, oh, let's just willy-nilly it for 2 years in the future.
It's a three. And now it's a five.
She's gonna die soon, so let's just throw that on there. No, but she died June 2nd, 1965. She was 60. So she was in prison for about 10 years. Mm. So that is Nanny Doss, hey, the giggling granny.
You want to know a fun fact about that case that you might not know that I do know?
What?
Now that you say that, did you know, and I think this is the right chemical, that arsenic actually has a sweet flavor to it?
I did not know that.
And you know how we know that?
How?
One scientist tried it.
And died?
And in his dying words, wrote down how it tasted.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess in prune cake, it would be good, and coffee would be good.
Yep.
I mean, whiskey, corn whiskey was rat poison.
But how would you know?
That's true. That is true. So, my sources, I kind of just Googled around. There was Thought Company, or Thought Co., Encyclopedia of Alabama, and Wikipedia. Those were my main sources, but I kind of just... Like, for finding, like, her tombstone and stuff, I just Googled.
My source is my ass, and I pull out all my facts out of my ass, so.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So, that's that. That's the pretty crazy part on my part, but I'm sure that you have some random things that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I think on this episode, we're going to talk about two things. One thing, we're going to talk about the most ferocious animal on the planet. Melly, do you know what the most ferocious animal on the planet is?
A drop bear?
No.
They're not real, I don't think. Australia, are they real? Because I feel like I never know the real
don't
answer.
Don't at me, bro. No, the actual most ferocious animal is the dachshund. They happen to be about 12 to 18 inches tall and about, maybe 3 feet to 4 feet long.
And Sophie's definitely not 3 feet long. She's like 2.
Nose to tail.
I mean, if maybe. She's tiny.
Well, if we counted how tall you were by your core, we'd see you'd be like 3 feet tall.
That's true. That's true.
So you get nose to tail too.
Yeah, but even though like they're pretty ferocious, they're the sweetest little babies.
They are the sweet little babies. But like we're by this pond, okay, that one day, and there's a guy across the pond, just minding his own business, walking back and forth.
Isn't this yesterday?
She's willing, yes, she is willing to shoot right across that pond and attack him, because he was too close to me.
But see, here's the thing, when she walks up to people, she's like, immediately gets scared. Like, she has like all this bark, and like, she like, turns around anytime a person even tries to get near her.
Yeah, because she wants the attention, but then she's shy.
Aww.
Like the girls that show buttholes on pictures on the internet. They want attention, but they're shy. No, I don't do that. Here's my butthole.
Oh my gosh.
You know those girls?
Yeah. Apparently you do.
That was before you.
I'm sure.
And sometimes during. I mean, what?
What?
What? So, and then the second is going to be about the greatest... comic slash cartoon ever made. Do you know what that is?
I feel like my opinion is much different than yours.
Well, you may know. Well, it's actually the best villain ever. Because he's pointless.
Mojo Jojo?
No, but close.
Him?
Closer.
I don't know.
Beast Man! Do you know who I am?
Oh, from Skeletor.
It's Skeletor from He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
You just like it because of the song.
Yes, and if you don't know the song, Google Skeletor song.
Skeletor versus Beastman.
Skeletor versus Beastman, yes, and prepare to be amazed.
Maybe one day you and Brandon can do your
Skeletor. It is very graphic.
I feel like that's putting it kind of a...
And there is a music video on YouTube.
Yeah.
By the original band, and it is quite good. I don't like Bam Margera, but it is... his scepter is fantastic. I will have a scepter like that of my own one day, and you shall be buying it for me, or creating. But with that, I think that's all I have for the day.
Oh, well, we appreciate everybody listening. This is our first episode. We're kind of, you know, trying to figure everything out. So I'm sorry if the audio is not the best. We got some new equipment coming in later this week. And then also, if you have any suggestions of any stories you want, I'm going to try to mix it up. I don't want to just do murders every week. But that's definitely what I'm most interested in.
And Jason loves the stock market. So if you send like stocks, bonds, you know, weird strategies.
Down. Not actual stocks and bonds. I mean, if you want to do that, do that
too. Yeah, I can research companies.
But and, I mean, you know, like also...
I'll do a skit on the Enron scandal.
If you're like, into finance and such, Jason's into that. He's also super into sports.
Yeah, but we won't do sports.
But really only the Steelers. And the Penguins a little bit.
I'll do weird factoids on sports if you guys want.
But. Yeah. I mean, congrats to Bill Cowher for...
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
The chin is in.
The chin is in. I like that. Did you just make that up?
Yes, I did.
He should hear that.
He should hear that? Well, the chin maybe is in. He will. The chin is in. Chin is in.
Maybe next year's our year, because this year definitely wasn't. Well, I think that is it for us. We're going to be putting out episodes hopefully every Thursday. If you have anybody who you think would love to hear this podcast, please send us along to them. We're the Pretty Crazy Podcast. Just talk about all the crazy shit in the world.
Just sell your soul more for likes and views.
Please like listens. Me. Please. pretty, please.
Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. So you can find us on the social medias with, it's called the Pretty Podcast, the Pretty Crazy Podcast.
Oh my goodness.
On pretty much everything. We have a Twitter, we have an Instagram, and we have a Facebook. So any of those things, you can find us. And
if you want it, you can get it. Let me know.
I think we're going to call our production company, because me and Jason are producers now. Big Dividend Productions.
Oh,
as a nod to his
rap name.
Rap name.
Yes.
Do you want it to be Big D or Big Dividend Productions? Big Dividend
Productions. And then it will say Big D with sparkles.
I like the sparkle part.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. We hope you have a great week.
Chin up. Keep smiling.
Stay pretty crazy.
And always remember that a smile a day keeps the assholes away.
That's not even true.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, bye.
Bye.